So I'm here at the Meredith Rotary Fishing Derby. I'm standing probably right now about almost a half mile from shore. Oh, this ice is just not ice. It's 4 to 6 inches of slush in places, and then hopefully very solid ice below that. But when your foot slips down 4 inches in slush, when you're a half mile from shore, you do panic a little. Any luck yet?
Oh, not yet.
No, you have not a single bite?
No, not a bite. No.
Actually, we've been looking around, and we're just like everyone else. Yeah. There's no flags going up.
No.
No tip-ups.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Okay, so in a little while we'll have a sandwich and a beer, and that's fishing.
That's
fishing. Yeah, we came all the way up from the catfish, so we're here to fish.
Well, I can't say I haven't seen a few beers here and there, among other things. Ice fishing has this really primitive side where it's just a hole in the ice with a line going down with a hook on the end. And then there's this other really pretty modern side where people are using all kinds of special technologies and even underwater cameras, as Mark Turner described for me.
Drill a hole.
Oh, yeah.
And then drop a camera down and you see everything. It is like, I don't know, it's kind of like you're fishing with the fish and they're right there, so kind of cool.
Well, I was just lucky enough to run into a nice fisher named Larry Kate, who pointed me along to Charlie Coffin's Bob House. And Charlie apparently has one of these underwater camera setups going, and I'm hoping to go along and take a look at that. And Larry also told me that Charlie's Bob House is mobile, and so it can be driven over the ice like a little car.
Yeah, he's got a cog wheel on the back, and he can pick it up with hydraulics and turn the cog wheel, and the cog wheel pushes the Bob House around.
Does that help you catch fish?
No. it saves you a lot of luggage.
Okay, so I'm heading up now to Charlie's Bob House, and hopefully we'll get a peak 20,000 leagues, or maybe 20 feet, under the ice.
It's a camera. See, I can watch my... See, you watch your bait, say.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I watched him come right in. He swam right around, and I pulled it and missed him the first time. Then he's looking around. I dropped it back down again. He went right down. He went like he's trying to kill the thing. And I was grabbing it like that, and I pulled it, and I got him.
That's the 20, one you got.
24 and a half inch Leica. Yeah, that was kind of fun. He was pretty heavy.
And you couldn't. You probably wouldn't have been able to do that without the camera.
No. See, I could see exactly what he was doing, what I was doing. Yeah, it's fun. It makes it a lot more interesting.
It's the end of day one, and I'm heading up now to Derby headquarters. I haven't seen one fish, and I haven't seen a single flag go up. But nobody seems too discouraged by that. Everyone seems to be having a pretty good time. It's day two of the fishing derby, and I'm about maybe a quarter mile from shore. It's much lonelier out here today. We have a couple inches of fresh snow, and it's snowing once again. Pretty heavy snow. I see Charlie Coffin's mobile Bob House. I'm gonna go over and talk to him. Anybody home? Hey there.
Yeah.
How you doing? Hey, come in.
Come in, yeah, come in. Boy, it's nasty out there, isn't it?
It's even worse than yesterday. It's hard to believe.
Oh, boy.
Looks like you're trying now.
Yes.
A couple hours
you
left.
You do it too well. There's nothing down there.
You haven't caught anything?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's too much action and stuff. And
with the...
With everybody, you know, put food down there. What they do, they chum and they put too much stuff down.
Yeah.
And then they eat that and they're not hungry. They're not going to bite.
Probably the best and craziest and most lubricated description of ice fishing I heard all day came from the banjo playing ice fisherman Chris Perley who really put the whole thing into perspective, fish out of perspective.
Well, if all of a sudden there was 1,500 ham sandwiches hanging from the clouds in front of your face, you'd think something's up, right?
I don't know if it's the power of suggestion, but ever since he said that, I really have been looking up toward the sky and just wondering, what would I do if suddenly there were 1,500 ham sandwiches hanging from the clouds? Is that what it's like to be a fish on Derby Day?
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for taking part in the 2008 Great Rotary Ice Fishing.
Okay, it's 3 o'clock, and they just took the official scale down, very punctual, and now we're just going to wait until we hear the winning announcements.
And the winner of the 17-foot Starcraft boat with the motor and the trailer worth $23,250, Robert Davis from Claremont, New Hampshire. Congratulations!
Down the road about a mile or two, a little girl named Gracie Sue. She stood so high with eyes of brown.
Walking over the snow and ice surface of Meredith Bay, this is Sean Hurley for NHPR.
Nice. Very nice.
That's awesome.